Hey everyone, I am Reva and just want to take a moment and thank you for listening to our studio podcast. Although we are here in Greenville, South Carolina, we are grateful for your support to see the message of Jesus go out all over the world. In case you are not aware, we have a YouTube channel, which you can find the link in our podcast bio. We hope you enjoy this week's talk and it encourages you and it helps you to be the human God designed you to be. So with that, let's get right to it.
Good morning. It is a good morning. You were sitting behind me, Melissa. I love that. Aw. How did you guys, do you guys feel just the spirit of God in this place? Even when they're releasing life and giving words, I'm like, it's like shotgun approach. Like, boom, what's going on? But I can feel a stirring. And I like it. I like it. Thank you, Lord, for what you have for us today. And then Josh Cruz, that guy, I am so excited for your class. He's taking a piece of his life and breaking it off for us. So I encourage you. I don't think it's weird to talk about forgiveness. I know that is a pathway to life. That is our life. And if we cannot forgive, we actually say yes to bondage and to death. So no matter how hard it is something we want to cultivate in our life because we get forgiveness from God and we are to give it away as well. And so I always know it's not a question if I'm going to forgive. I will forgive, but sometimes it's a process depending how deep it is. So I am really excited for your class, Josh. Thank you so much. And all of our classes as well. Okay, I get other time and I don't know, 20 minutes to kick off our spirit series. And we are very excited about this. You know why? Because we love God. We love all of God, and we are very excited. We're honored and privileged to be here with you in Taylors, South Carolina. You know, I've said this before, and I just contextualizing, when we first moved here, we moved from California to South Carolina with many people, and many of us, raise your hand if you moved from another state in the last 5 years. Raise your hand, keep it down. Raise your hand if you have been in Greenville for more than 20 years. Okay, see, so we're a mixed group of people, but a lot of people who have moved in here. So it's just been a giant learning journey. And mind you, I love all of it. I love everyone who has moved. I love the people who live here. And I just love that we get to know each other and figure it out together. In moving here, it's just been a big learning journey, moving from one side of the country to the other. One of the things in the first 10 months that we lived here, our staff team at the time, there was five of us, and we went to a conference at another church in town. And it was an awesome time on communication. And the last, I don't know, half an hour of the conference or last half an hour, they did a Q&A session. And it was Christine Kane, John Tyson, and Bible Project guy and someone else on the stage. And the last 5 minutes of the Q&A time, they said, hey, none of you guys are from the South. None of you live in the South. What blind spots do you see in the church in the South? And we're sitting there. I'm like, oh, this will be good because, I mean, this is a newer area for us. And they were fast that they responded. Oh, yeah, well, the church kind of has problems with women in the South, women in leadership in the South. I'm like, okay, you know, and then they said, oh, and as well, the church actually at large in the South has a hard time with the Holy Spirit, you know, and then the other says, oh, and race in the South, you can still feel that there's stuff with race in the church in the South. And I'm sitting there, and it was a small team at the time. We were five of us. It was Eric, myself, and then we had three ladies. And this was the staff of studio. And it was three ladies, two of us are Black, and then there's Eric. So we are this new church following Jesus in the South, and we are primarily female. We are mixed in ethnicity, and we love the Holy Spirit. And I sat there, and I was like, huh, do you ever feel like you wonder why you're here? Like, are you sure you got this, Lord? And that was only 1 second. And then all of a sudden it switched, and I was like, actually, I sent you here as an arrow. There is purpose. There is great purpose with who you are, even if your very presence is offensive. So I say that to welcome and intro. My topic is I am a female pastor in the South, and I want to talk about the Holy Spirit. And I don't think think this is the norm anymore. Mind you, I think that was a very long intro to say stuff is changing really fast. We love all of God. We love the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is the third in the Trinity. And he was present at every part. When you read your word, you're going to see the Spirit of God. He's not an alien weirdo. It is the Holy, the presence of God, the Spirit of God. And we love it. And even as you are receiving today and experiencing, that is the Spirit of God. And all these people up here are like, hey, I actually feel like God's saying something. Do you know who's talking to them, who lives in them? It is the Spirit of God. So that's what we're just kind of stirring it up and activating Holy Spirit today. We are going to do, it's a 5-part series, and I'm just going to kick it off, be a little shorter today just because of time. But I really just want to focus more on the relationship of the Spirit of God inside of us. And my topic or the title of my talk is The Dwelling Place. That we're the dwelling place. And so out of all the things in the Spirit of God, and we're going to talk about other parts, the gifts, even God comes on us. He fills us. He comes on us for other people. He does stuff in us as well. So there's so many different parts of the Spirit of God, wisdom and power. There's hearing his voice. There's being activated in his gifts. And we're going to touch on different parts of those throughout the weeks. And it's going to be good. Context for what God values. That's a big thing. I think sometimes it just gets weird when we talk about gifts and the Holy Spirit. Maybe because some of the attributes and things that happen when we walk in the Spirit. But we want to be really clear that we are looking at God and we want to understand what he values. Even when we start talking about the gifts, that it's not, we're not defined by our gifts. And it's not our identity. And I think that's really big because sometimes gifts can be really showy and really cool. Even like, how did you know that about me? You know, and everyone coming up here. But we operate out of because we're loved, because we're chosen, and we're delighted in. That's why we do anything. And the gifts were always given actually so that we could benefit and be a blessing to each other and get God's heart for each other. It was never about me or you or showing. It's actually just about walking with him. So I get the privilege of kicking this off and just laying a foundation for relationship with God, his heart for us, walking in his Spirit, and just the foundation of intimacy, that part of the Holy Spirit. We see the Holy Spirit from Genesis 1 and 2. I love it. He was always present. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. The Spirit of God was there at creation. And I love the Hebrew word for spirit is ruach, which means breath. That is a very intimate description of the Holy Spirit. Breath. Where is breath? It's inside of you. It's actually the life inside of you. That is the part of the Trinity of God, the Holy Spirit. So I have the hardest time. We're like, I don't really know if I like the Holy Spirit. I'm like, you don't like the breath of God? Like, I don't actually understand. It doesn't compute in my mind. And then I think about us, like as humans, we all have a spirit inside of us. Have you ever been to a funeral and you walk up and you, sometimes they have an open casket? Just because it helps us as humans to say goodbye and to grieve and to see them. But you see the open casket, and I'll walk by and I'll see the person, and I knew the person, but their body's there, but they're not there. Because their spirit isn't there. And so God loves us so much that he doesn't just give us his son. See, we got to know we are loved. We are chosen, and we are delighted in. And I hope you can feel the tenderness of God in this room. Even as we are worshiping and as people begin to minister and give words that they felt like the Lord was putting on their heart for you, it's all his love. See, it was always about being with us from the garden to the grave. Do you guys know God's heart for you? It was always to be with you. And see, so he sent his son so that we can be reconciled to the Father. That was Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. Even that is amazing. But God is so extravagant, he didn't stop there. You know, you think about like, what kind of house would you like to live in? Do you guys love architecture? I love architecture houses, and you know, Eric and I always dream of building our own house one day, but we love to come into houses and remodel them. But even just asking today, like, house where we live is important. It's fun. It's where we dwell. And we get to choose as humans what kind of house we want to dwell in. Are you mountain people or ocean people, in-between people? I know we're in Greenville, so we're kind of in-between people. But I grew up on the ocean where the mountains come down to the ocean. I love both. East Coast, West Coast, we're on this part of the country. But we all get to choose where we live. And you know what's crazy? God didn't just choose to give us his only son so that we can be reconciled to him. He chose to make us his home. Is that crazy? You talk about extravagance. So we're talking about the Holy Spirit, the actual breath and presence of God. He said, I choose you, that you're going to be the temple of the Holy Spirit. Like, if you don't feel loved and valued today, I just want to say, God, give us ears to hear what you're saying. Give us a heart to know you, and that we could know your heart inside of us. So Jesus came, and then he says in John 14, verse 15 through 17, if you love me, keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of truth. This is really big. I'm going to stop right there. Because in the Old Testament, you saw the Holy Spirit come on people. He put God people on like a glove. He put his Spirit on in Bezalel. Gideon, it said the Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon. So there were moments in the Old Testament, but then when Jesus came, everything changed. Because it wasn't just a moment when Moses saw the glory of the Lord going by and the goodness of God going by. They were moments. But then Jesus came and he said, and he will give you another advocate to help you and will be with you forever. Do you know what we live from? We live from the Spirit of God inside of us. Do you know that we are loved? We are chosen. That is our identity. We do not need to work for it. And it's so important as we talk about the Holy Spirit, we talked about activations, that we understand this, because it's nothing to be earned. And there's no like A plus Christian, B, C. It's actually us just being full of his Spirit and then walking with him. That's what he just wants to be with us. It continues, the Spirit of truth, verse 17. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he lives in you and will be in you. Thank you, Lord, that you're inside of us, that it's your Spirit that dwells inside of us. He chose to make us his home. It gets even, we get the opportunity as well to steward Romans 8. This, I'm going to read lots of scripture here in this one. It's 5 through 11. But it's life that we have in the Spirit. And see, we are spirit and flesh. And so we get a choice in all of this. So we say yes to Jesus and he puts his Spirit in us, but we still get to steward what we choose to partner with. So I love to talk about this. Because even though you have the Spirit of God in you, you get to choose what you partner with. Do you guys know you get thoughts from all different places? I'll get thoughts and I'm like, I have no clue where that came from. I don't think it came from me. That was a weird one. And then I'll realize I'm in a very weird space. And I will get thoughts that I'm sure came from other people around me. And I'm like, no, thank you. I'm not going to keep that one. Then I get thoughts that are just like full on demonic. And I'm like, that is not even me. And that's not even God. And that's nothing I want. Thank you, Lord, that I can take it captive and say goodbye. And then I get thoughts that I'm like, that was so beautiful. I would never even know that. That's actually from Holy Spirit. But we get to choose what we partner with. So Romans 8 verse 5 says, those who live according to the flesh have their minds set on what the flesh desires. But those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their minds set on what the Spirit desires. The mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. Don't you want more of that? I'm like, we get to choose what we partner with, but we also get the fruit of it. So thank you, Lord, for life and peace. The mind governed by the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's laws. That's how you can always tell, too, what you're partnering with, would you be willing to lay it down? Would you submit to the truth of God? I'm like, okay. Nor can it do so. Those who are in the realm of the flesh cannot please God. You, however, are not in the realm of the flesh, but you are in the realm of the Spirit. If indeed the Spirit of God lives in you, and if anyone does not have the Spirit of God, they do not belong to Christ. Verse 10. But if Christ is in you, then even though your body is subject to death because of sin, the Spirit gives life because of righteousness, and the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you. He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of the Spirit who lives inside of you. Isn't that beautiful? So we get access to power and life in the Holy Spirit. That's inside of us. So there's stewardship of what we want to partner with, what we want to walk in. And I'm kicking off this Spirit series and saying, hey guys, we love all of God, but we are full of his Spirit. And let's choose to be full of his Spirit and be activated and walk in his Spirit. So we get peace and life and hope. I mean, I can read countless scriptures what we get access to because of the Holy Spirit. I think about even from the time that I met Jesus in sixth grade, what began to open up inside of me? He began to love on me, talk to me. I could feel his presence. And you're like, how do you feel his presence? Oh, there's peace. Do you know that he's always guided me with peace? Even when things don't make sense, I'm like, if I have peace, I will do it 100%. And even if things make sense and it feels like everyone thinks you should do it, if I don't have peace, I will not move forward. And you might be like, that's odd. I'm like, oh no, because I know who he is. He's the Prince of Peace. When I was 18, I finished high school, and within 2 weeks, I was on a plane to Cartagena, Colombia. I did YWAM there for 6 months, and it said it was a bilingual DTS, which that was to be determined. You know, it was in faith, I think. I took 2 years of Spanish in high school, so I could say, like, you know, where's the bathroom? How much does that cost? That's about the extent of it. But I was like, I want to go have an adventure with God. So I went down to Colombia. I had to change planes in Bogota. I had not traveled a lot. And I'm just an 18-year-old girl. I decided to wear, like, really baggy clothes. And I didn't want to be attractive or want anyone to look at me for any reason, because I just wore, like, lots of jeans, big sweatshirts, and I'm just traveling. And I get into Bogota, and I had a really short amount of time to change planes. And I get to the airport, and it was confusing. It was under construction. And I had, like, a half an hour to find my next plane. I'm like, fear got me. I got off the plane. I'm like, how am I going to get my next plane? I'm not understanding anything. I don't know where to go. And I'm with my backpack, and I'm just walking. And I'm like, I wonder where I go. I don't even know. And so I'm walking a little bit longer, and I go to someone, and I'm like, can you help me? And then they just started speaking really fast in another language. I'm like, oh gosh, I don't understand anything that you're saying. So I'm there with my bags, and I sit there for a moment, and I'm like, Lord, I don't know what to do. And then this man comes up to me, and he's talking really fast. And I said, I don't know where my next plane or where my next gate is. And I show him my ticket, and he just says really fast, and he grabs my bag, and he starts walking off. And I was like, oh, Lord, I don't even know. So I just start following him. And I know I'm probably down like 20 minutes now to my next gate. And he takes me out of the airport. He goes out of the airport with my bag. And there's soldiers with guns. And I'm like, oh, Lord, I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm just walking with him. And he takes me out, down, up in another building, down a corridor, da-da-da. And then he looks at me, da-da-da-da-da, talks so fast. That's what it sounded like to me. I could not understand one thing he was saying. Then he said like this. I'm like, oh, that means money. Okay, I'll give you money. Thank you. And he took me exactly to where my gate was. And they were boarding, and I was the last person to board. I was 18 years old. That was in Bogota. And I was like, oh, Lord, thank you for your provision. This is really scary. Thank you, Lord, that you're with me. Thank you, Lord, that your Spirit lives in me. And he covered me. He gave me peace. He provided for me. But I just want to say that the Spirit of God is the biggest provision that he's ever given us. Jesus, Holy Spirit. So why would we not love his Spirit? We don't have anything to be afraid of. When you read the word, I love to ask, Holy Spirit, will you teach me who you are and who the Lord is as I read? Because I don't know about you, but when I read I've heard so many of these scriptures and I've read the Bible over and over, but when I ask him different things, I get impressions. I learn different things about the Lord. Because you know what the Holy Spirit does? He reveals the Father to us. It's part of who he is. So the Holy Spirit is. The Greek word for Holy Spirit in John 14, 16 was, parkaleti. Also chapter 16 and 7. It's all the word for Holy Spirit is comforter, helper, counselor, advocate. Those are all amazing things. There's just a discrepancy in my, I can't understand why we would not love the Spirit of God. That's who we get access to. And I like us to be aware of that because that's who you get to say, I need a comforter. I need a counselor. Do you know that's the first thing, that's the first place I go to when I'm in a place of like, I don't know what to do. Holy Spirit, will you be my counselor and help to guide me in this? And I feel really scared right now. Will you comfort me? Because he lives inside of us. And it also says in John 14, 26 that he's a teacher. And in John 16, 13, that he is the Spirit of truth and he will guide us in truth. Thank you, Lord, for your provision. The next slide. There are outward and visible expressions of the Holy Spirit and his presence in our lives. These are evidence or signs of the Spirit of God in us. These are manifestations, evidence, and visible expressions. When the Holy Spirit is in us, we are bold and we are filled with boldness. And for some of us who are meek, that is really nice. For when we have to walk in crazy situations, it is awesome to have the provision of boldness on us. Power, we get filled with power with the Holy Spirit. When the Spirit filled the people in Acts 2, 4, it says they spoke in other tongues. We get other languages when we get filled with the Holy Spirit. In Acts 10, 19, talks about trances. We get visions, dreams, trances, and we hear the voice of the Spirit when we are full of his Spirit. It enables, when we're full of the Holy Spirit, he enables us to be witnesses and live out our callings. I know a lot of us have big dreams in this room, and we're like, gosh, I want to be able to do that. I know that God has put this on my life. Do you want to be able to live out the calling on your life? Then you want to be full of the Spirit of God because it's the provision in every way for us. We also get gifts. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 4 through 7. He gives gifts to us. I have a gift of discernment. I can sit at a table and it's not 100%, but very often I don't even try to be aware of it, but I can feel and discern different people at that table and the spirits that our people are partnering with. Eric and I have sat in leadership meetings. Churches will invite us in and we meet their team and they'll be discussing stuff and ask us questions also at the table. And I feel these odd feelings and like, ooh, this is scary. Man, there's so much tension. And I'm like, man, I should probably talk to the main leaders. Are they okay? And we get done. And I can feel people like shooting knives at each other through their eyes at the other. I'm like, this is really bad. And I'll get done and talk to Eric and say, wow, that was crazy. And he goes, that's amazing. They're such an amazing team. They're doing so well. That was so peaceful. And I'm like, you couldn't tell all that stuff that was going on? Like, I just think that everybody can feel this stuff. And he's like, no, what do you mean? They're all happy. They're best friends. They are not best friends. Like, there was so much tension. You could cut the air with a knife. Like, it was so thick. And then we'll go back and end up talking to the pastors, and they will say exactly what I felt at that table. And it's like, oh, thank you, Lord, for the gift of discernment. Thank you for wisdom. He has gifts for all of us. And no one's excluded. Some of our gifts are just different. But that's why it's fun to have friends. Yeah, you have friends and get their gifts as well. And then there's fruits when the Spirit of God lives in us. There's beautiful fruits. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, self-control. You know, let's talking about forgiveness. It's a good thing. Self-control is a good thing. But I love the fruits of the Spirit because a lot of times, even in all of our goodness, it's not enough. I don't know if you guys have been in situations like everybody tried and we all lacked. Like we couldn't make it work. I'm like, because we need Holy Spirit. We need his gifts. We need what he has, and it's more than what I humanly can walk in. And so God is so good. My news today is he's so good that he provided everything already. And it wasn't even about what you can do, but it's about who you are. He chose you as his home. Can you feel and receive the love of God in that? Out of all the places he could choose to live and dwell, he chooses us. Why don't you stand with me? So the Holy Spirit, Eric told me he said, can you cover this as well? Can you tell me it's not a vending machine? Yeah, because the Spirit of God is amazing. But yeah, you're right. He's not a vending machine. But he does come to live in us forever. And it's not just for a moment. He's here today, tonight, when you go to bed, when you wake up. I loved Benny Hinn's book, Good Morning, Holy Spirit. It made so much sense to me. Good morning, Holy Spirit. I love to just say, I see you and I want more of you in my life. Even when I wake up by myself, eat my breakfast, I want to honor and value you. The Spirit gives life. The Spirit breathes life in creation. The Spirit was resurrection life in Jesus. The Spirit is life and freedom in us. The Spirit gives freedom. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 17 through 18. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with unveiled faces, beholding as in the mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. The Spirit gives life, freedom, and transformation. Can you guys say life?
Life.
Freedom.
Freedom.
Transformation.
Transformation.
That's your destiny. That's what's gonna happen.
Thanks for listening to today's talk. If you're interested in learning more about Studio here in Greenville, you can go check out our website, studiogreenville.com. And you can give us a follow on Instagram. Our handle is studio.greenville. Have a great week.